Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Hey there, Why Not You listeners. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm glad that y'all are all here today. Listen, I had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Hafiz Danova from Nigeria. Yes, he's going to be talking about the bustling streets of Lagos to the waves of Nigerian music. One of the things I love about this episode is that he actually shares the significance of doing what he loves to do. And he takes us on a journey from writing blogs to writing music reviews that turned into hosting a successful cha-cha music review podcast. Now, it wasn't always easy for him because he had to navigate depression and losing his podcast. But his story is a testament to perseverance, faith, belief, and commitment. And no matter where you start, just commit to finishing. So let's dive into this episode and hear the drive and creativity of Hafiz Danova. Because one thing I know is that there is no perfect time to start. The time is now. So just take action. Why not you? Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, D. Wells of Why Not You. And I am joined today by a special guest, Mr. Hafiz Danova. Yeah. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I mean, I have to give it to you, man. You got the pronunciation of the name right on the first try. So that's thumbs up for you.
So, man, before we get it kicked off, man, we're just going to start off with a quote real quick by Nelson Mandela. And just let me know how this actually resonates with you. I never lose. I either win or learn.
I mean, look, that's like, that says it all for me, man. That's like what I do. I don't see anything that comes my way as a lose. You know, right? People say, oh, you failed in this, you failed in that. I'm like, well, I didn't fail.
Yeah.
I didn't get what I needed to get, but I learned something else. So it's either I win or I learn. There's no lose. There's no failure anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
So I really love that. And that's one thing that has actually kept me going this year. Just knowing that for every time I attempt something and I don't make it the first time, I'm learning something new. So it's also a win for me. It's not a failure and it's not.
That's right, huh? And not too many people have that kind of mindset, you know, to actually look at whether it's, you know, not accomplishing something that they try to accomplish, but looking at it as a learning opportunity for them to grow from. So that's huge right there.
Definitely.
Yeah. So can you share a little bit about your upbringing?
Well, so first of all, you know, I'm from Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. I grew up in a place called Festac Town. That was where I grew up. And, you know, Festac Town, for those that know Nigeria or for those that know Lagos, Festac Town is like one of the music of, you know, of the country. It got the name, you know, after the old Festac 77 carnival that was done there. So it was like after the old carnival, one of the things that stayed with the town was the music. So I grew up around, you know, a lot of music. And it was, you know, it was fun growing up back then, being exposed to some music, being exposed to, you know, life, you know. As a kid, you really didn't have much to worry about. Just, you know, go to school, play with your friends. So it was fun, you know, growing up. And then, you know, after that, I moved away from Festac. You know, I went to boarding school. Spent 6 years in the boarding school, and you know, that's really kind of, you know, shaped you know, my mentality growing up. That turned me into like, you know, a one-man soldier. I needed to look, man, life, you know, it's real, man. You're no more a kid, man. You have to be smart. You have to be on your toes, you know, but most importantly, you have to be kind. You have to watch out for people. Especially there are those that can't watch out for themselves. They need somebody to, you know, watch out for themselves, for them. So you have to be that kind of a person. So yeah, you know, my upbringing has been, you know, it's been a mixture of everything, you know, it being used to the good side of life, you know, the hard times of life. And it's been mixture of everything, and it's one of the things, you know, that has made me who I am, you know, today.
Yeah. And you said it's you know, music is one of those things that kind of keeps that area going. everybody, you know, just yeah, as far yeah. as like the motivation. Is that where you developed your passion for music?
Obviously, that has to be the root for me. First, yeah. has to be the root for me, because the thing is, in the world where I'm talking about, majority of the you know, the superstars that are out of Nigeria today, majority of them do come to First Up to actually make music. It was more like a music hub. It's like that place where, you know, if you want to technically become a superstar in the Nigerian music industry, you have to at least visit that place. Yeah. You know, got so it. There was a lot of music, you know, the likes of you know, Two-Face, the DBR, the likes of Sound Sultan, God rest his soul, the likes of Acidus. You know, back then, I'm talking about, this was you know, in the early 90s, maybe 91, 92, 93, up until 99. The major artists that were reigning in Nigeria, then most of them, they were either from Festac or they lived in Festac. So there was a lot of music. And, you know, as a kid, there are so many things you pick up consciously and unconsciously that you don't need to just stick with you. So music was for me, because even when I'm walking on the streets, there's music, you know. So, and I had like an uncle back then that was into music, you know. So that's, you know, basically major constant thing in my life.
Wow. I know you got your own, the own kind of genre of music out there in Nigeria. Do you guys ever like sample any kind of hip hop or music from the United States?
Oh, I mean, we can't, anybody that knows the history of Nigerian music can't deny the big influence that, you know, American hip hop, you know, had on our culture. And it's not even just the music. I'm talking about the culture in general, you know, the dressing, the swag, you know, what you could see from the likes of Dr. Dre, MC Hammer, Snoop Dogg, you know, even down to Eminem. Because I remember growing up, I was a huge fan of Eminem. I'm still a huge fan of Eminem, right? Uh-huh. So we used to have this CDs, you know, these CD players in the house where we watch our CDs, right? Uh-huh. And then I had like there was this tour of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and all of them did that, them up in the smoke tour, right? So I had like that CD. I used to watch it, and so obviously hip hop, you know, American hip hop is one of those things that influenced you know, this. It's a big part of the Nigerian sound. It's something that cannot be taken away, you know, from the Nigerian sound. Even though right now we have our own, you know, Afrobeat, you know, to the world movements that we are pushing, but hip hop is one thing that we can't take away from the Nigerian industry. It's been a huge influence. And of course, over the years, we've had some couple of artists that have even sampled, you know, some of, you know, this American song, either by including one or two lines or including one or two instrumentals, you know, in their song. So definitely you can't take away the influence of American hip hop away from the Nigerian, you know, Afrobeat.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Wow. And so how did you like get to a place where you said, you know what, I want to start reviewing music and create my own podcast?
Okay. So getting into a place where I wanted to review music, you know, started for me, I think I started reviewing music in 2015, but not, you know, as an audio content, not as a video content, as just writing, because I love writing, right? I developed the habit of writing out of bottomness. Let me just put it like that. I used to be very idle, and I didn't like the fact that I was only idle. So I wanted to do something. So I started writing. And like I said, I've always been a huge fan of music. So, and I used to be this kind of shy and reserved person, you know, growing up. But when you talk about music, that's like the only thing that makes me comes out of my shell and I want to participate. But any other topic, I just, you know, keep myself and I keep calm. So the music was that thing for me. So when I started writing, I find myself, you know, writing about music. I hear a song on radio and I go like, oh, okay, I like the way this song is sounding. Maybe if this beat was just 2 seconds delayed, or that beat was 3 seconds delayed, it would have been better. And before you know it, I started writing about the songs, like, okay, this song is good, this song is that. And then I said, okay, you know what? I've been writing this thing for myself. Why not let me write it for somebody, just one person, to see if somebody shares the same opinion that I share, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, so I decided to, you know what, let me start a blog, right? So I didn't know anything about the blog. I reached out to someone. I was taught, you know, blogging. And then I started writing about music review on my blog. Even though I was at then, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew I was just writing something about music. So that was how it basically started for me. And then from the blog, I went on to, you know, do radio presenting. And I took the writing from, okay, now I used to write, people are reading. Now that I have a voice on radio, why not let me take my writing and turn it into, you know, something large that everybody can hear? Because when I'm writing, they won't hear the song. But now that I'm radio, I can talk about the song, you know, an added advantage, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I eventually left radio and I wanted to venture into podcasting, I mean, it totally made sense. What else am I good at? Music. Just do it.
Did you have a lot of, you know, support and just, you know, followers that were actually saying, you know what, Afisa Nova, man, you need to just make this happen, man. You need to, because you're already writing this blog, man. We know that you could go out there and you could just influence other people just through your writing, your podcast. How'd that make you feel?
So, I mean, at the beginning, there was not really, because, you know, again, like I said, I used to be a very shy somebody. So I didn't really, you know, connect much with people, but I had like a trusted friends that I could always reach out to and say, okay, you know what, look, this is what I've written. How does it look? How does it sound? Does it make sense? Does it not make sense? Where do I need, you know, there's always this constructive criticism that I get back from them. So when I wanted to start podcasting, actually I stumbled upon podcasting by listening to someone else's podcast, right? This was way back in, I think 2019, they were about, yeah. So I listened to the person's podcast and immediately I heard the person's podcast. I said to myself, this is what I want to do. By that point, I had no clue how to go about it. I didn't even know what podcasting was about, but
yeah.
I kept listening to the person's podcast for about a month. And then I started, you know, let me reach out to this person. At least he's on social media, you know, right. The person is not seeing my face. I'm not seeing the person's face, so I don't need to be shy. So I reached out to her, and her name is Queen Rafi. She owns the podcast Queen Rafi Space and mentored me on how to become a podcaster and everything that I needed to do into becoming, you know, a podcaster. And then when I wanted to really, before I put out my first episode, I recorded like a sample, you know, and I sent to like two or three of my friends and say, look, I want to do this. And this is what it entails. So this is like sample of what I want to do. Listen to this and tell me if you feel it's something I can do or something you feel, you know, you would like. And I had, you know, that criticism again, saying, okay, this is good, but try this, try that. And at the end of it all, I decided, okay, fine. I think I'm good. Although in me, I knew that this was what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right. So I did, right. At that point, I had that mentality of, you know what, whether you like it or you don't like it, one thing I've always known is I'm always doing this thing because one person that has the same mindset that I have. So all I knew there's only just that one person that is going to listen to it. And that was all I wanted, just one person, you know, to listen to it. So after, consulting with my friends and hearing their advice and everything, I decided to put out, you know, my first episode, which was in July 2019. And, you know, the rest is history, like they say.
Hey, bro, I like the fact that one, I mean, you said a couple of things right there, even before you actually got into that part, was the fact that you had a passion and love for writing and music, and that kind of got you out of your shell because you're more like an introvert. But then,
yeah,
when you started the podcast, you created a sample, kind of used as a demo to actually share with your friends and family, and you got the feedback. So that way you can actually make some kind of adjustments if necessary and provide the people with, you know, just the right kind of content. Yeah. So, man, that's huge right there. Because not too many people do that, right?
Yeah.
Because I know when I started mine, I was like, I'm just going to go
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Oh, so, man, I listened to your podcast, and, man, they short and sweet, and you probably putting out like one to two episodes sometimes a day, sometimes two episodes, and you're doing it like multiple times a week. What kind of system do you actually have in place to actually help you, you know, produce content like this?
I mean, basically it's been a one-man system. Practically do everything myself, from the scripting to the production, to the editing, to the marketing, you know. But I think one thing that has always kept me going is the fact that, you know, it's the passion that I have for music, right?
Yeah.
I cannot listen to music. So that's where it even starts from. So there is no way I'll listen to music and then I'll not want to talk about music. And so because, you know, I'm still a bit, you know, kind of shy and reserved, and at times I really don't talk much. So the only way, like, instead of me talking to myself, why not just pick up my phone and record what I'm saying, right? Yeah, and then put it out there. Whoever wants to listen, listen. Whoever doesn't listen, you know. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of hard work. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing that has always helped me is the fact that I have this I call it the 1 hour consistency plan, where in a day, just take out 1 hour in a day and, you know, do something on my podcast. No matter what it is, I just dedicate, out of the whole 24 hours in a day, I just dedicate one single hour. And say, okay, you know what? This 1 hour, I just want to do research. Tomorrow, the next 1 hour, I want to edit. The next 1 hour, I want to record. You know, just 1 hour in a day, that's all. So it doesn't matter whether the 1 hour is going to be in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. All I need is just 1 hour. Even that 1 hour is when I'm supposed to be sleeping or I'm supposed to be resting. I just need 1 hour. Yeah. That was how it was for me when I started. But over time, you know, I've not been so used to the structure. Is not so flexible that I can decide and say, okay, you know what? I have like 30 minutes. Yeah, I think I can quickly do 2-3 episodes. You know, record 2-3 episodes in 30 minutes. And then, you know, we're good. We are out. You know, so it's just been, like I said, it's been a one-man structure, but I've been able to structure myself in a way that, okay, so I look at my calendar, I look at my schedule, I say, okay, so I have to do this between this time and this time, this time and this time. Okay, so this time that I'm not supposed to do anything, I let my podcast go in. I don't allow a day to go by without doing anything on my podcast, whatever, no matter how small it is. If it is even to design, you know, the graphics of the podcast, I make sure in a day I have to do something, you know, concerning my podcast. So that is what has, you know, really helped me to stay consistent. And obviously there are some days whereby even no matter everything I do, it just won't work out, you know. But majority of the days, you know, majority of the days has been hectic, and I've been able to pull it through.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like, I mean, at this point, you've already had, I mean, you've established like your passion for podcasting, music, writing. Are you still writing your blogs, or is it just strictly podcasting now?
I mean, my writing has not shifted away from, because I still write, but not just, you know, music content. I really don't write music. I'm not working on, you know, stories, because that has always been my first writing love. The music was just something that just took over, but I've always been, you know, writing, you know, stories, right? So yeah. I've written some, while I had the blog, I've written some couple of stories, you know, on the blog and all of that. But one thing that made me a bit laid back with the writing was because I wanted to dedicate more time into the podcasting, especially in 2020, when my podcast, after I think a week after I celebrated, you know, 1 year anniversary of my podcast, the podcast got taken down, you know, due to some copyright infringement issues. So I had to like start all over, you know, from the beginning. So with that, I had it in mind, like, no, if I'm going to do this, I need to give it all my health. So I said, okay, you know what? Let my writing, let it just take a step back and let me focus all my energy, you know, on this. And when I get this to where I want it to be, then I can now come back, you know, to the writing. But so on a low, I mean, I have some couple of projects that I've written down that I feel like, okay, once the time is right, then I begin to, you know, launch it out. And but yeah, the writing is still very much ongoing, not just, you know, as what it was when I started, but my majority of the writing, like I said, is not really about music. This is about, you know, stories, you know, novels, something that you can actually read. The other creative side of me, you know, because when people see me, what they see me, they feel, oh, what this guy knows.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just trying to show the world. You know, I'm a movie person. I can tell you a very good story and, you know, stuff like that. So that's what the writing is going to be basically on. The other part of me that people don't know yet.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like the more episodes that you create, the better you're getting at just creating content and mastering?
I mean, obviously for me, you know what they said is the more you do it, the more you know, get better with it. And one thing about podcasting is, podcasting can be very, very tasking. It can be very, very demanding. But I think the fact that I do what I love doing most, which is music, it gives me that, you know, energy. It's okay, you know what, you can keep going. And one thing, even if it is not podcasting that I'm doing, anything that I'm doing in life, I always try to find a way to get better. It doesn't matter what the difference is. If it is just you know, a little difference in what I'm doing to make me sound maybe more better. I get to do that. Maybe how to pronounce my, you know, my words better, or how to say my lines better, or how to, you know, do my production better. I make sure I get better, you know, at something. So obviously, I knew where I was when I started in 2019, and I know where I am now in 2023. So obviously, there's been a lot of improvement over the years, and there's definitely going to be, you know, more improvement, you know, in the coming years. You can all, I keep getting better per episode, because to listen to it on, you know, every platform that it goes out to. Not minding the fact that while editing, while scripting, while recording, I've listened to it the dozens of times before putting it outside. Once I put it outside, I also want to listen to it as a listener to see how it sounds. I say, okay, fine. This was the error I made in this. Do not repeat this error in this, you know, next episode. Or, oh, I love the line I used there. Let me take this line and put it, you know, in the next, you know, in the next line. And at times, I also do ask for feedback, right?
Yeah.
At times, I just reach out to people and say, have you listened to this particular episode? Okay, go listen to it and tell me what you think. So I also listen to feedback from people, and I see how I can, you know, because at times we get as creative, we have this thing of, oh, my work is perfect, it doesn't need any changes, right? But then again, like I said, I do ask people for feedback, and when I get that feedback, if I look at the feedback and it's okay, this is a reasonable feedback, and this is something I feel would improve the podcast, and then why not? I add it to it. At the end of the day, the podcast is about the people listening to it. So I give them
That's right. Okay. So do you think this is like one of your specialties, or something that you're, one of your gifts?
Yeah, I think it's I would say it's one of my gifts, though. I would say it's one, my major gift, creating, you know, like that song from Drake, started from the bottom of a year, right? I can create something, you know, literally out of nothing. As much as I'm in the mood, I'm in this right edge space, I can just create something out of nothing. So it's not really about music, it's about everything as a creative. So I think that's creative juice. There are times I look at my friend and I tell them, like, you know what, I think I'm the most creative person you ever meet, right? Forget, you know, whoever might be bigger than me in terms of, but when I really get into that creative juice, I know what I can bring to the table when I get to that creative juice, and I know how much I can be. It doesn't matter what we are trying to create. It doesn't have to be music. It could be sport. It could be movies. You know, I can get very, very creative when I want. So I think that is, you know, my major, talent. And another one that I have to say, maybe what makes it better is talking. I think, in as much as, like I said, I was a bit of an introvert,
right?
I think I enjoyed talking, and that has helped me more, because I don't get talking.
So do you think just having this gift or talent has probably, you know, given you an advantage to excel at what you're doing? Because I mean, you're making a mark, and I mean, you can tell by the amount of content that you're putting out.
Yeah. Well, I won't really call it advantage. I'll say I've just been, you know, fortunate enough, you know, to be in the right space where I can, you know, make an impact. Because I won't want to call it an advantage, like, oh, I have this advantage over this person. No, I think I've just been fortunate enough, because everybody has their own talent, everybody has their creative juice, but it's not everybody that will be fortunate enough to realize what their potential or their talent or their creativity is. And even there are some people whereby they realize the talent, they realize the creativity, but they can't just, you know, achieve it or find a way, you know, to make it work for them. So for me, I don't see it as an advantage. I see it as just being, you know, being fortunate to be able to, you know, own my talent, own my creativity, and being able to, you know, do what I'm supposed to do, you know, with the talent and with the creativity. So yeah, I think I've been fortunate enough, you know, to make that kind of impact.
I think that's I think that's good that you are actually able to recognize it, but I think it's sad also for people who can't understand like what it is that they actually have inside of them, and they can't recognize some of the things that they're good at or talents, and they allow fear to take over. And so what it ends up doing is, I mean, they just end up becoming real stagnant or complacent, because they don't take the action. They don't take the steps necessary to make things happen. They're not out there searching or seeking either, or they might be, but they might not have that person to walk alongside of them to actually be like, hey man, you need to go out. Just take a step of faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe a moment, like, you know, I guess when you were challenged and you had to overcome it, just within, you know, whether it's podcast, music,
anything? I mean, there's been a lot of movement, but I think I'm just going to mention like, you know, two or three, which, you know, still part of. So like I rightly said at the beginning, I said, you know, I was listening to a podcast, you know, by Queen Wafi. And that was when I listened and I said, okay, I wanted to do this, right?
Yeah.
But the truth behind that is coming into podcasting, I was just, you know, recovering from depression. And I was looking for a way to, you know, something to give my life a purpose, something to make me, like, it was like I was trying to rediscover myself and I needed, okay, what can I do? You know, yeah. I've gone through this phase where I've been depressed and now I'm in a recovery phase and I need something to keep my mind alive, something to give me a sense of purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listening to that podcast was like a turnaround for me. I listened to it and immediately clicked in my head, like, you know what? This is what you are destined to do. This is your next step. This is what you need to do, right?
Mm.
And obviously, that was one of those, moments. Another moment where, you know, I was really faced with a challenge, like I rightly said, was in 2020, where my podcast was literally taken off the internet. I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was so, I mean, I just celebrated 1 year anniversary, you know, of the podcast. And just to put out the next episode the next day, I went on the internet, you know, upload my content, and I couldn't find, you know, my account anywhere. What was happening? I was literally like, my head wanted to explode. I had to reach out to my, you know, podcast mentor, Queen Rafi, like, yo, look, this is happening. What do I do? You know, we started, you know, what can I do? Have you searched this? Did you do this? Did you do that? But in the end, we realized, you know what? Your podcast is gone.
Mm.
Right? Because I finally got a mail, you know, from Anchor back then, you know, that they had to take down the podcast because of some copyright infringement, right? So because what I do is when I talk about African music, I play like a 20 seconds, 15 seconds of the song just for people to know how it feels, right? So they took it off and that was just it. And I could remember telling Queen Rafi, I told her, I said, I'm not sure I can do this anymore. Like, I mean, after putting out 48 episodes and now everything gone.
Gone.
I'm done. Maybe this is not meant for me. Right. And she said, no, this is, you can do this. You just need to find a way, you know, to make this. You just have to. And that day, I'm not going to lie, I was really, really down. I cried. But the next day, you know, again, I picked up my headphone and I started listening, you know, to music. One of the songs that actually put me back in the mood that, you know what, you can do this was this Eminem song, Till I Collapse. Yeah, I think, I don't know, for some random reason, the song just, and listening to that song just gave me that energy that I needed. Like, okay, you know what, fine. I'm going to do this, man. I don't care. So I had to, like, you know, sit down and then restructure the whole format of the podcast. Again, like I did at the beginning, I did some couple of samples. I sent it out and said, okay, you know what? The podcast is going to take this shape now. Listen to it and tell me if it is better. And I think taking down my podcast was more of a blessing in disguise because it opened up a new creative part of me that I didn't even know was there in the beginning, right? The podcast now became so enlarged. From one single podcast, I was able to bring out five different series, you know, from just one single podcast, right? And that was due to that moment and it was due to that song to like collapse. As a matter of fact, I think I kept listening to that song to the end of the year. This was around July 2020. So I kept listening to like collapse because that was like, once I wake up in the morning, I played to like collapse. That was like, you know, that song that kept pumping in my head, like, yeah, you can do this, you can do this, you know. And that was one of those, you know, that was one of those, you know, moments, you know, that music has been able to, you know, put me through.
I think, man, you know, it kind of goes back to the Nelson Mandela quote, huh? It goes back. I never lose. I either win or learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think something like
yeah,
that,
man.
That'll defeat you.
Yeah, definitely. I could have taken that event as a loss, and but I feel like now I've learned something new, and then we go again.
That's it. Is it how important is it just to, you know, not only learn from that stuff, but also have somebody, you know, like your mentor. So, you know, just having like the positive associates in your life who can actually, one, give you constructive feedback, but also, you know, push you and help you get out your comfort zone to let you know, man, you got this.
I think it's very important, to be honest. It's very, very much important. And I have to say a big shout out to her. Not just her, because she's my podcast mentor, Queen Rafi. But I also have Tomi, I also have Bimi, I also have Tuni. These are few people that I know, you know. They've been there for me when I was down, and I could always count on them. So, you know what, this is what I'm going through, either creatively, you know, or personally, and they will always find a way to support me and say, you know what, I believe in you, you can do this, you have it. I mean, just think, all you have to do is just think, put your mind there and you do it, right? And it's very important to have people like that in your corner, because like, we are all humans. There will be that time where we are definitely going to be down, and we just need someone to just echo what we already believe, you know, in us, to just push us to say, you can do this. And that goes, you know, it goes a long way. You know, you might not really know the effect of somebody just telling you can do this, I believe in you, until you've done it. And then you're not looking back at the journey and say, wow, if this person has not altered, you know, this word or this phrase, or just giving me a pat on my back and say I believe in you, I probably wouldn't have been here, you know. So having those kind of people in my life, you know, I honestly don't joke with them. You know, they're the kind of people that they will tell me jump, and the only thing I'll say is how high, right?
Yeah.
They are the kind of people like that, so I don't joke with them. And I'm so fortunate, and I'm so honored, you know, to have people like that, you know, in my corner.
Wow, that's good, man. That's good. The other thing is, you said, I don't joke with them. Because you take it seriously.
I take them seriously, man. Seriously.
How important is just your faith, you know, in your higher power, whether it's God or someone else? And can you describe it?
I think I'm a very huge person on, I don't even want to call it faith now, because, you know, when you say faith, people feel like, oh, it's sounding so religious and all of that.
Right.
I think I'll just use, you know, just a normal English word, right? I'll just say I'm a very, very optimistic person. I'm very, very, I believe in myself a lot. Like, look, if I want to do this, I believe the fact that I can do it, right? I just need to put myself there. It doesn't matter how long it takes me, I'm going to do it, because why? I believe in myself, and I'm very hopeful. As much as I keep trying, you know, I'm going to do it. And, you know, like you rightly said, there was this line from, I think it was Kanye West, Jesus Walks, or there was this, is that Jesus Walks or Never Let You Down, that I did with Jay-Z, where he said, it is not me, it is him. You know, so it is not really me that is doing what I'm doing. It's the God that is in me, you know, that is doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, they say there's a bit of God in every human. God created us in his own image, right?
Yes, right.
So if God is the master creator and everything, so, and I'm created in his image, what's stopping me from also being my own, you know, creator? Like, I call myself, I am the creator of the energy force, because I have a lot of energy. Indeed. So I so much believe, you know, in myself, and I also believe that in everything that I do, I put my faith in God. Like, look, I know I want to do this, and this thing that you've kept in me, this passion, this you know, talent, for the fire to be burning me this much, then it means this is what, you know, I've been placed on this earth, you know, to do and to achieve. So I believe that I can achieve it, and then I'm going to achieve it, and I walk towards it, and, you know, with the help of God, everything comes through.
That's right. Wait, that's something for the people right there. You said it all. And so, man, just knowing that you know that you have everything that's inside of you to create, because you got what you have from the Father, because you've been creating in His image. In this phase in your life, man, how would you define success?
I mean, I think it's quite difficult, because I feel like success is not something I can, you know, actually define right now, because I'm still in that phase where I'm still doing it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still doing what I'm doing. I'm still, you know, creating. So I'm still not done creating. And I think until we eventually leave this earth, that is when you actually stop, you know, being creative. So maybe, but in my space right now, I think what I would call success is, you know, somebody sitting, you know, in New York, or somebody, you know, sitting in the Philippines, knowing about African music through my podcast.
Yeah,
I feel that's success. If you ask me, right, I've been able to impact people and letting them, you know, listening and understand what African music is all about, sitting in my own corner. I feel that's success for me.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that gives me some certain joy, right? Being able to create what I want to create and being able to feel good in that creation, right? That's success for me.
Man, that's awesome. Man, I love it. I love it, man. Because I mean, you could just hear the humility and what it is that you want to accomplish, man. It's not only for you, but it's for other people. And serve.
Definitely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, man, before I let you go, is there anything that you could just share with the people listening who have those ideas, those dreams, but they're a little bit apprehensive to take that chance? Can you share something with them just to provoke that thought and be like, hey, why don't y'all just get after it?
The first thing first I, you know, just want to get out of the way is that, look, if you don't do it, you can never find out if you can do it. There's something I used to tell people when people ask me, you know, for example, Afistanova, can you cook? And I'd be like, if I try it, I would know. I've never tried cooking before, so I don't know if I can do it or if I can't do it. So until I try it, before I can give you an answer to say, yes, I can, no, I can't. So if there's something out there that you really want to do, if you don't try, you wouldn't know if you're good at it or you're bad at it, right? But at least the best is for you to know, so that your mind will stop wandering, so that in the future you can say, okay, yes, I tried it, but it didn't work out. At least now you know that that was not, or that is not your calling. But if you keep having it in your mind and you keep like, oh, I think I can do this, I think I can do this, I think I can do this, it's just going to be you thinking, you know, and at times too much of thinking can, you know, make the head, you know, explode. So because at the end of the day, like I used to tell people, look, you have nothing to lose. If you do it and you succeed, all good for you. Mm-hmm. If you do it and you don't succeed, you've learned from it. See? You know, which brings us back to the quote from Nelson Mandela, right? So it's just what it is. So go out there, do what you need to do. Believe in yourself. You have to. That is very, very key. You have to believe in yourself. And please know, there's a difference between you believing in yourself and being prideful and being, you know, being arrogant. These are like two different things. Just believe in yourself that, you know what, I can do this and I'm going to do it if I work out at it, right? So there just, you know, like, what's the name of that song from Nas? I know I can be what I want to be. If I work out at it, you know, I'll be where I want to be, you know? So you just have to believe in yourself and make sure it's something, like I do tell people, if you don't know what it is you want to do in this life, first of all, ask yourself, what is your talent? What is that one thing that you're very, very much passionate about? With the moment you can discover that, then just find a way to own it, because it is yours. Nobody can take it away from you.
That's
so
it.
You have to own it. If you don't own it, that's where the problem is. So, but once you own it, then, you know, it is yours. And finally, I'm going to say, if you are listening to me right now, from anywhere you are across the globe, please please and please keep listening to the podcast. It is titled Chacha Music Review Podcast. That is C-H-A-C-H-A, Chacha Music Review Podcast. It is available on every streaming platform, or you could just go to Google and just, you know, type it in.
That's right.
You can even type Best Music Review Podcast in Africa. Trust me, it's going to pop up.
And we're going to have a link for you also. We're going to have a link. We're going to have a link so people can jump on there. I appreciate you coming on, Doc. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. We're going to do it again soon.
Definitely.
Listen, I just want to say thank you to my brother, Mr. Hafiz Anova from Nigeria. Thank you for your time, your energy, and your passion for doing what you're doing. One of the things I loved about this episode is there were a few things. Well, actually, I mean, there were many things, but one is that he found an avenue through podcasting, especially considering his self-described shyness. He kicked that to the curb and he didn't worry about it because he was passionate about what he was doing. Two, he encouraged us, the listeners, to own our talents and to take risk, which is huge, right? So when you think about that, like, what advice would you actually take from this, and how can you actually share this with somebody else? Two or three is that he actually has his 1-hour consistency plan where he's focusing on producing podcast content daily for at least an hour, committed. And the final thing is just his passion and his focus on being creative in what he's doing. I just want to thank him again. What a great episode. Man, we definitely have to stay tuned in to him. And I have the links below also for you guys to follow his Instagram and his podcasting. Next week, my guest will be Kay with Mind Matters with Kay. She's an advocate for mental health and suicide awareness, and she has her own podcast and YouTube called Mind Matters with Kay. Definitely tune into that episode. In the meantime, you all have a blessed week. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.